So most of the time when I make these videos, I prepare a careful script, but today I'm recording this off the cuff because I'm so annoyed by the Tory boys that I continue to see making ridiculous points all over the place on Twitter that I had to make this video outlining 10 key problems with their basic position on things. This has been triggered basically by the success of the England football team in the Euro 2020 or Euro 2021 tournament. And their position is basically that football is more important than politics and you have to get behind our boys. Now, this is an obviously stupid position, blind to the fact that football around Europe and around the world has been entirely co-opted by political agencies, by NGOs, by the various ranks of Globo Homo, as we call it, and they have weaponized football against the little people that they hate. And this is no more symbolized than by the fact that before every single game in the tournament, the England players have taken a knee in homage to BLM. And when I look around me at the sheer number of trucks, the sheer number of drooling idiots who are adjacent to the circles that I move in, who think that this has no significance, who think that it is above politics, it makes me think that they're so stupid that they deserve the total contempt of the ruling elites. And as one of my followers put it on Twitter, they deserve more than that. They deserve the active oppression of the elites. They deserve to have everything they love destroyed because they cheer on the very forces that are doing it. And they argue against the people who are pointing this out because it's more important to have a bit of fun, because ultimately the history books won't remember the political gestures. So fucking stupid. I watched the game last night and I couldn't really quite believe what I was seeing. The game started with the ITV football commentator saying that this team's, quote, struggle is for racial justice. So now we're seeing the language of Marxist critical race theory used by an ITV football commentator. Where just 2 or 3 years ago, this was totally fringe lunatic stuff. Now it's on mainstream television being watched by 20 million people. And these fucking morons can't see the symbolic importance of it. They can't see the significance of it. They think, oh, well, no, actually, football's above the culture wars. As I said, some of these people are so stupid. I wonder how they don't drown in their own drool. The whole episode has made me, it's really made clear to me the friend-enemy distinction. Anyone who doesn't see the symbolic tragedy of this England team winning the tournament and the longer-term damage it will really do isn't paying attention. And of course, they don't see the containment strategy that is being used upon them. In fact, I've seen various of their number saying things like, oh, we need to stop using terms like containment and controlled opposition. Fucking morons.
I'm 13 now, but I still remember many years ago when I was 11 and a half. My old dad gave me a Mighty Morphin Power Ranger, a white Power Ranger, and I love it.
So anyway, here are 10 reasons why Tory boys are useless, worse than useless. They are our enemies, okay? Listen to this. Number one, they worship normies and take any opportunity to default to being one. To the Tory boy, the normie is some sort of haloed saint who we need to make every attempt to make gestures to. As I've said before, a normie in 2021 is worse than useless to us. There's no waking them up at this point. You have to see them as little more than cattle who will always be led by some elite or other. So either let somebody else control them or make effort to control them yourself. Worshipping them is the absolute worst thing that you can do. Secondly, they cheer on their own defeats with cope, post hoc rationalizations. This whole episode with the football has shown exactly that. Obviously, it is a catastrophic defeat in the culture wars for this England team, this kneeling, BLM-loving, Marxist-approved England team to be winning this tournament or even getting to the final. It's obviously bad. You know, Gareth Southgate was described as being deep woke in the Financial Times. But seeing these people, you know, oh, why can't you let me have a good time? I'm just, simple as. I love my football, simple as. Fucking morons. Third, they still have faith in the system. After everything that's happened, after everything that we saw in 2020, after everything that we've seen with Boris Johnson's government, they still, in their heart of hearts, have faith in the institutions of this country. I don't know how to wake these people up. In fact, let's not bother. Let's just write them off as just being another stripe of normie at this point. Fourth, they accept the moral framework of their enemies, and they continually do this, despite the fact that they will be called all of the isms and all of the names under the sun. You still see them repeatedly accepting the moral framework of their enemies. Whether it comes to, you know, optics or, you know, being accused of being a racist or a sexist or whatever, you see them leaning into that moral framework still. And even now. Five, they crave social acceptance and respectability from their enemies. Again, all of these things that we've been outlining are a subset, I guess, of this idea that they want to be respectable in polite society. And if polite society happens to be, you know, social justice orientated, leftist, woke to the core, so be it. They have to try to get on the right side of that. Because they're so weak and they have such a lack of conviction in their ideas that ultimately they kowtow to the very people that hate them. Number six, they cement the victories of yesterday's leftists. That is, you continually see Tory boys put yesterday's battles beyond the pale. Even if yesterday's battles were 5 years ago or 10 years ago, now it's beyond the pale to go back there. Those are, you know, the steps made towards progress. And, you know, it's 2021 now, bro. You can't go back there. You see that all the time as well. It's unrealistic. It's unrealistic to expect us to go backwards. Number seven, they still buy unquestioningly into the boomer truth regime, especially narratives around World War II. Now, I've talked about this at length elsewhere, but obviously this message, many of the people watching this understand it implicitly and explicitly, but these people, they just continue to ape the same sort of bollocks that Boris Johnson does around Winston Churchill, around, the 1960s, you name it. They play into the boomer truth regime, which essentially is a moral framework in which the ultimate good is individual self-expression and the ultimate bad are the mid-century Germans. And you'll see these people continually doing this, whether they are aware of it or not, on social media. Number eight, they resist and dismiss the introduction of concepts reclaimed from ancient wisdom as mere jargon and therefore never learn. As I said, I've seen various of these people writing off concepts like the cathedral, writing off concepts like controlled opposition, writing off concepts like containment, all of these, writing off a concept like the boomer truth regime. They just dismiss all of these things as if they're just jargon. It's just like, it's just, you know, it's There's no actual thoughts behind these things. It's just a bunch of silly people on the internet using jargon. And therefore, they never learn. They never actually learn the lessons that the rest of us learn. That they stay in their 2015 bubble with, wince-inducing talking points, trapped forever in that moment. Number nine, they get caught up in irrelevant short-term battles and never see the woods for the trees. Again, you'll see this all the time. Football is just the latest in a long line of examples of these people continually doing this. And they deserve to lose. They deserve to lose every short-term battle, and they deserve to lose the long-term battle as well, because they just don't see the bigger picture. And number 10, at the end of the day, they are a bigger enemy than outright leftists, because they hold back our side, they hold back effective opposition to the left, and let's face it, leftists at least are somewhat honest about their intentions most of the time, whereas these people, who are enemies who ostensibly present themselves as friends, are worse because they're dissembling, they're dishonest. They present themselves as being right-wing, but they're not right-wing in any sense because of the previous 9 points that I've given you. All right, I had to get that off my chest because, it's been pissing me off. All right, get out of here.
Was your maths homework, Tory boy?
It's not a question of where it is. Oh, no. It's a question of what was it? And was it of a sufficiently high standard to meet the requirements of the national curriculum?
I said, where's your homework?
And I am saying to you, are you meeting your requirements? The requirements set out quite clearly.
Answer the question. Where's your homework?
You answer my question.
Tory boy, shut up and give me your homework.
I am denied the right to free speech.
All right, get out.
And sent into exile. But you can't send me to a labour camp, because we don't live in your Soviet socialist new labour utopia. We live in Britain. A free Britain! A conservative Britain!
By Foundations of Writing on the Academic Agency. To write clearly will help you to think clearly. The ability to communicate ideas in lucid prose is foundational to success in many areas, and it is a basic requirement in every walk of life. You will learn the parts of speech and come to understand the core functions of the English language, sentence construction and syntax, punctuation, style, and common mistakes. Once you see how mistakes are made, you will not unsee them. You will know for the rest of your life. Foundations of Writing. Buy it now.
Be sure to like this video and subscribe. And if you really like my content, maybe consider joining the channel or donating or maybe even buy a mug. I am grateful for all of your support. Now get out.